This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Full Time Devils. This is the Full Time Devils podcast, a very first episode. So welcome to the show, whether you're watching on YouTube, listening on iTunes or SoundCloud. Welcome to Full Time Devils. If you don't know who we are a YouTube channel, a Manchester United fan channel. And now we are a podcast. And I'm joined today, myself, Adam McCullough, joined by Jay Motti, Andy Tate, and Abdullah, couple of Reds in the house, loads of Reds in the house, in fact. And we're here to talk United, get over the last week, because it has been a roller coaster of a week. We've also got a few questions from a couple of the subscribers as well, which we'll get to, and plenty more. First things first, lads, how are we all doing?
I'm buzzing still from Paris. Arsenal didn't happen, obviously. So
Did you go to Paris?
Yeah, man. He hasn't stopped talking about it.
You mentioned it right to me, man.
It's not my fault the cameras keep picking me up everywhere, is it?
To be fair, I wouldn't have shut up about it if I went as well, mate. I don't blame you.
Is it one of those... I know, Abdullah, you're too young for the new camp, yeah. But is it one of those I was there moments?
Yeah, right at the end of the game, the first convo happening with like all the older Reds was, is it better than Turin or the comeback in 99? And some of them were actually saying it is, because we had no hope. Like, there was no prayer for us, like, going there. You know, 10 first team players out the game, you know, at least 6 or 7 of them were vital.
What do you think made it more surprising then? Was it the fact that we had 10 players out?
Yeah.
Or the fact that we overcame a historic 2-0 deficit?
I think it was everything into one. Like, the players we had on the pitch, you didn't expect to do anything. Like, loads of the players on there, everyone has opinions of that they don't rate and stuff like that. And you're like, oh, they're not going to do anything.
You more than others.
Yeah, well, only one or two for me personally. I know Scott McTominay, I'll admit, stepped up in that game. I'm not a big fan of him. But loads of people that don't rate Lukaku, you know, Fred, players like that who stepped up there and surprised us and really had a great game and stepped up when it mattered.
Not going to say Ashley Young, though.
Ashley Young's just, I don't.
Like, I was waiting.
You know, when we don't mention Van Gaal, like.
Yeah.
Ashley Young's.
What's hot and cold? Listen, I criticise Ashley Young an awful lot.
Yeah.
But one thing I won't do.
I bet he's mint in the dressing room.
I love Ashley Young. I genuinely love him because he's an important figure to have around the club. You see him spend every last moment with the United fans as much as he can. I know that may be to kind of curry a little bit of favour with the fans.
But do you know what, Mark? It's a good point you made there, because I remember when we was at Olympiacos years ago when I was over there and we got beat, and he was the only one who came over.
He understands
he was the only one who came over to
he
the
does
fans.
Understand it. To me, with Ashley Young, like, I think he's not good enough to be a starter, obviously, clearly, but I'd probably still keep him around the team just because of what he brings in the dressing room. And I don't think he's the worst player to bring on into a second half when you're closing off the game. Stick him in front of a fullback, and with his experience, he closes it off. I think Darmian Jones, those are the players that you look to move on. Where it was with him, it's the fact that he's starting. That's what frustrates me. And he's caused like 3 or 4 of our last like goals before that Paris game. Which
he had a bad game against Paris as well.
Yeah, until the second half.
You can't mention anyone having bad games.
Yeah, the second half.
Even Eric Bailly, I think, might get a bit of a...
I thought Bailly was more to blame than Young.
But I felt he didn't suit that role between centre back and full back. Mm. He was caught in between two minds. He didn't suit him at all.
No one credits Bailly with the fact that he had a huge hand in our second goal.
When he picked it up,
cut it back, passed it to Rashford. Well, he passed it to someone and someone passed it to Rashford. Yeah. Rashford shoots, Lukaku scores.
Job done.
United are going through in the Champions League. Andy Tate, you've been very quiet over there, mate.
Yeah, I'm still on a high from last week. Like I say, I got the penalty on the radio because my TV feed cut out on VAR. Oh, so VAR and it cut out.
Andy watched the game in the 40s.
Yeah.
All his street gabbing around his radio.
Yes, radio. Listen to the radio. And I put it on his Rashford's got a penalty. I'm like, oh my word, what's going on here? And the feed come back on and Neymar's face was a picture. Oh, absolute picture. Mm. With his hat and just do it as well.
He was shocked.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was
brilliant. His tweet afterwards was a bit harsh, but
they didn't enjoy that, did they? Paris Saint Germain, they had it right up them, didn't they?
I know, but I've got a little sympathy for Paris Saint Germain. You know,
they were arrogant. The only one I have sympathy for
throwing money at everything
was seeing Kimpembe heartbroken there because you're like, he must be annoying for him. He's actually a PSG fan. He spoke about it after, and then he makes that mistake.
Mbappe,
he should have been sent off.
I felt sorry for Mbappe.
Yeah, I thought you know what, Di Maria and Mbappe, obviously Di Maria for many reasons, but Mbappe and Di Maria were proper arrogant on the ball in the first half. They were like, they were getting the ball and they were doing like these little step overs and that, and they were like, they thought they had it all done, locked away, ready to go to the next round.
That's one of the things they thought they had won that game. When they got that 1-1, in their minds they'd won.
Yeah, that was it.
And I think that was part of their downfall.
He's got form for it, that manager as well. The management when he played the Scousers when he was at Dortmund.
It was him, wasn't it? Yeah. I don't know how they lost.
They were 3-0 up Dortmund and Liverpool come back.
I don't know whether that's sort of partly to do with it. He can't get that mentality to close off games or whatever, but who cares?
Ghost of the new camp come back to haunt him again.
Yeah.
And there's some, like... So, Abdullah, you were saying it's your greatest ever night, yeah?
Greatest ever night, easily.
The Reds next to me. I'm not far behind.
2008,
Is that better than that?
Well,
for the emotion and the occasion, it was 50 years since the Munich air disaster, and when John Terry was, I was literally crying. I was literally tears pouring down my eyes.
So was he.
This was before. This was before he's about to take the penalty. John's like, scored it and get it over, and he missed it, and the house erupted and there was beer everywhere. And the next 5 minutes was just pandemonium.
For me, it's like 2008 is obviously the better night, obviously, because we won the Champions League. But it's because with 2008, Terry steps up and you're like, oh, he's going to score this. And it's John Terry putting his like armband up and like, I'm in tears and I'm like, oh, no. But then with this one, I'm actually at the game and the emotion.
How old were you
mental.
In 2008?
I was 10.
Oh, bloody. I was 10 in 99.
That's mental.
So like and you know what? You
were 24.
I didn't realise what it meant until I was like 19 when we won it in 2008.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when you're a bit older and you win it, it means a lot. Like you were in your pump 99, Jay.
I was in a pump or something else. In the middle of something else. I can barely remember any of it, if I'm being honest. But no, I mean, I think it's good as well because we were spoiled, Maka.
Yeah.
And we've been spoiled as United fans completely. You know, we first won the league when I was 13. So from age
18
13,
for me.
Exactly. So from, you know, almost all our adulthood, all we've had is United winning loads of things. Yeah. And I think Abdul's generation, if I can use that word.
The thing is with me, I only started
they're
going...
They're almost missing out a little bit, aren't you?
I only started going games proper when I turned like 16, because obviously my dad doesn't support United and I just didn't go to many games growing up. I went to like Portsmouth when Ronaldo scored that rocket and stuff like that. I went games here and there, but then I started going away games and all that when it mattered. We had Moyes, Van Gaal, and Jose, so it was like the worst like time.
Wow.
I just about gone to Sir Alex's last game, Swansea and that, and those were like great moments. But growing up, like going from Ronaldo and winning everything every year and like only losing the odd final here and there to then just shock of just like not winning anything was so weird to me. So that's what makes these moments so much better.
I know what you mean. I don't think like I remember when I was a kid and we won the league in 93. And my dad and his mates, who were like Arden United fans, who used to go way in the 80s and the 70s, you know, they're not shrinking violets. Yeah. They were all crying. Do you know what I mean?
Cried
and I was like,
I cried as Rashford scored. Well. Probably got caught. I think I got caught on the camera.
Losing to Liverpool the year before and Anfield and Leeds won the league. I cried that day. But
was that
Monday
West Ham game or am I mixing up?
No, we did. The one that did.
Leeds beat Sheffield United 3-2 at Bramall Lane. And Brian Gayle scored an own goal and he was a Leeds fan as well. So. And we lost that Anfield.
Definitely not fixed.
30 years later. None of us still remember these things.
Allegations. Yeah, what do you call it? And allegedly. We lost. Ian Rush scored his first goal after all that against us.
Was that did he score?
Ian Rush scored and John Barnes actually popped up at the end. And that was a painful day.
But on the plus
side. The days when live football was on the normal channels.
On the plus side, though, Howard Wilkinson did sell us Eric next season.
Yeah, we did.
I still can't believe Eric went to United at that period. Like, obviously, I wasn't alive then to see it, but the more you look at it, like, Leeds had just won the league.
He was like the Kante back then, wasn't he? The league went with him, didn't it?
Yeah, you're right, actually. And the mad thing is, I found out about that, I think, from the evening news. Like, literally through the door.
I came home late, and my dad told me, we've just signed Eric Cantona, and I'm like, what? This is like 11:30 at night. And I stayed up on Sky, the old Sky News, stayed up to about 2:30 in the morning waiting for reports. Sure, is this real?
This is a good, actually, you just made me think of a question, like, what's the old, like, you know, like a bit of news just hit you out of the blue? Like, I remember Ollie's retirement coming through on Sky Sports News really late on.
Bloody hell.
Mine was Ronaldo.
My dad always tells me a story when I was really young of us watching, because I used to go to my dad's on a weekend or of an evening. And we were watching the news, and Trevor McDonald broke the news that Cantona had retired.
Yeah.
And I said to my dad, what does retired mean, Dad? Yeah. And he told me, and I just broke down.
I remember that. And I was in the cinema. I come out. This is 1997. I went to watch Titanic. I'm not joking.
Did they interrupt the film?
I won't tell you the ending, but I came out of the cinema. It's one of the longest films ever. And I went back, and my mum and dad's like, Cantona's retired. And I literally, what? You come out, you come home to that, you're like, what the hell's going on here now?
He's going to retire at the end of the season.
I'm like, oh.
Imagine Eric won that 99 with us. That would have been mint, man.
Do you know what? It's funny you go back to that. The one of the maddest ones for me was when we signed Andy Cole. I remember getting him from school. My dad said to me, we signed Andy Cole. I was like, shut up. Behave. He's like, no, we have. And again, like, I think we had to wait for Granada reports or something.
What was there?
And I was like, what oh was my the God, why have
feel
done that?
Factor around it? Was Andy Cole an exciting signing for you then?
For me, that was like, that now would be like, I hate to say it, but it would be like Liverpool selling us Mo Salah or City selling us
Sterling.
De Bruyne or something like
Sterling.
That.
Sterling. Something like that,
he was like, because he came to into the Premier League with Newcastle, scored like 40 goals or something stupid in his first season. He was amazing.
Where did he come from? Bristol? Arsenal?
He came from Arsenal. He did the rounds. I think he went to Fulham and Bristol City and then ended up at Newcastle. But yeah, he was just a phenomenon. And then
Kevin Keegan had to explain on the doorsteps to Newcastle fans why he was sold.
I've seen that video.
Yeah, that was like, that's when Sky were coming into fruition, wasn't it? That was like
Murdoch
one
days.
Channel, yeah, Murdoch just one days. Channel. And I remember him explaining to the fans
my
why he sold him.
Van Persie. I was on holiday. And I just like, do you know the BBC like
young
gossip?
Bastard.
I was about 34 when that happened.
Like, I swear I was in like year 8 then.
Oh my God.
I was on holiday and obviously I'd check like the BBC gossip column for like transfers every morning. And I was pissed off because obviously we just lost the league to City and I'm like, where are the signings at? Like, so obviously I'm searching. And I see Van Persie, 24 million agreed. I was absolutely buzzing. Like, he was my favourite player. It must have felt like Andy Cole, because it was just like, oh, the league's coming with him. That was the feeling that he'd given me.
And you see,
like,
the goal,
doesn't know about watching games on teletext, does he?
No, he just
keep refreshing the scores.
I heard of that.
Yeah.
Hoping that the score would change.
Someone put a screenshot of the 99 final.
Yeah, seen that last month. Yeah.
Waiting for it to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mental.
It's funny you mention that, because I was an older when we signed Ronaldo, and I was working, I was in Malia. And I'd been out there for the Real Madrid.
Working.
Loads of work got done. But I'd been out there, you know, when we played Real Madrid and Brazilian Ronaldo scored the hat-trick and we all gave him a round of applause. Standing ovation, I should say. Someone was reading the paper and said, oh, United signed Ronaldo. And I thought, oh, you know, Brazilian Ronaldo, that's amazing. And they're like, nah, some kid from Portugal. I was like, What?
What? What a novel.
Chelsea are buying everyone and we're buying these kids. We need to fix up.
Yeah, that was because they were getting, they got SEN same summer, didn't they?
That's the summer that all their money came in.
In my day, it was Piccadilly Radio and you listened for the scores and you were, it's a goal. Oh no. That's what you had to listen to when you were younger, about 13, 14, when my dad's at the game. And I got Piccadilly Radio.
Is it Alan Green's voice?
Something like that. Tommy Docherty. Piccadilly 11:52. Yeah, Tom Cyril. Yeah, 11:52 on a Saturday afternoon, all the local scores.
Because I used to work for him, and my boss used to work for Tom Cyril. I remember when United first won the league in 93? We won it because Oldham beat Villa.
Yep.
And Tom Cyril was the United correspondent, right? My boss was only a kid, or well, not a kid, but he was a news guy. He wasn't into doing the football. And Tom Cyril took the day off. And he said to my boss, he said, don't be stupid. Oldham are never going to beat Villa.
He did.
1-0. So my boss had to try and find him. This is before the days of like mobile phones and internet. Because United have just won the league.
Send that a letter. Yeah,
somebody United golf course disappeared, hadn't he?
Fergie was on the golf course and somebody came up to him and said, Mr. Ferguson, you are a champion. And walked off. And Fergie's about to bleed and do a pile driver with a 9-9.
That's mental. How it
didn't know Fergie was in the WWF, had me. Pile driving people.
Oh, well, I don't do golf.
Can you imagine? No, that's the thing. Like, there's no none of that now. You know instantly, don't you?
Yeah.
Anything.
Imagine, it takes a little bit away from it. It's like, because we kind of live in this microwave era with like music. Back in the day, we'd get an album and play it.
Top of the Pops.
And nowadays, you get an album and you listen to it once. And that it's kind of like with football.
Yeah.
And I hadn't watched a game as much as that PSG game since probably...
No, that's a really good point. Right,
probably...
The Manchester derby when we won 4-3. I've played that a few
that's
times.
That's a good one. Yeah. 7-1 Roma.
Yeah, Roma.
Oh, I love
3-2 Milan.
Game,
but even like the 08 final, I don't watch that back that much. I watched the penalty shootout.
Weren't a great game for
it
us.
Wasn't a great game, no?
No. Yeah. 99 was a terrible game.
Yeah. Oh, awful. We should have battered.
Man. Yeah, just fast forward to the last 3.5 minutes and you're fine,
once, in the 2008 final, other than Ronaldo goal, once Drogba gets sent off, it gets a bit
there was a few
exciting.
Chances. I remember Giggs should have had a chance.
Carrick had a chance. Got off the line by Terry. He headed it over.
Mm.
And then Drogba hit the post in extra time, then slapped someone.
He spat.
Slapped Vidic, didn't he?
He spat Vidic.
Terry spat Vidic.
Terry spat Vidic. I'm pretty sure Drogba slapped, like, gave him a slap like that.
No one still... says anything about that. Yeah. Terry just gets away with murder.
Terry
just it was just as though it, because he was meant to be, Solomon Kalou who was took Terry's penalty.
Yeah.
And he changed it to make it himself because it was a winning one.
Oh,
and then missed.
He's so full of himself. That's
God bless John Terry. Yeah.
John Terry in the Europa League final a few years ago when they won it.
Oh, when he changed to his kit.
He changed to his kit. He was in a full suit and he just put on his kit to lift the trophy.
That's why, like, I remember at the time when I was a kid, 10 years old, watching Keenan's goals, thinking, why are you being such miserable heads? Like, just proper enjoy. Because you remember they were reluctant to touch the trophy.
They were like, Keenan had was to like be forced.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, now you understand why they didn't
lap it up. That's their mentality.
They should have.
That's Keenan, I remember at the 99 parade, was sat at the back of the bus.
Yeah.
Honestly, he was sat at the back of the bus, not even. And we were shouting, me and my mate were on a lamppost shouting Keenan and all that. And he was like, he just sort of went like that. Yeah. But he looked gutted. He did it, and like he
would
played
be, innit?
His performance in Turin for me.
That was probably, got us
probably
there,
arguably the greatest performance.
And it's interesting because if he doesn't get that booking, does he put in that performance? Because you know it might be. He's still capable of that performance, but sometimes your mentality just changes.
It's the same type of feeling with the Lions, like no Pogba last week, and look what we did. It's the same type of meaning in the game. We
can you imagine Pogba taking that penalty?
I
had that discussion in work the next day.
Buffon used to be like his teammate as well. You just know he's gonna know where he's going.
No, seriously, because it would have been. Lad,
you think he would
have can't do that?
I think Marcus.
His ego, yeah.
I think Marcus
done it.
Closed his
it.
Eyes and just went, "I'm hammering."
It's his
this.
Ego.
Like, I'm
it's
not
his
even
ego. Because he is Pogba, isn't he? Like you said the other week.
To be fair, though, damned if he does, he damned if he doesn't.
To be fair, Pogba's been doing it for years. He's been doing it since about 15 years old.
Yeah. If we get one in the next round.
He did one in the Youth Cup, got sent off for
the
second yellow.
Believe me, if it was the final this year and it's against, say, Barcelona City, he'll do it. Because it's the ego.
That's why I'm glad Ronaldo missed his penalty in the 08 final. Right.
Do you know what? Rashford's run-up was so similar.
We did it without you scoring, so he can't come off and be like,
well, technically he scored in 90 minutes.
I'm the big I am.
To be honest, like with Marcus's one, it reminded me of Ronaldo's a bit. The run-up went slightly the same where I felt, oh, what were you stuttering him for? Because I remember Marcus taking that one for England in the World Cup, and I'm like, you need to start taking them for us. So as soon as we got given the penalty, the cameras didn't show this, a lot of the Paris players started like sort of surrounding Rom.
I love Fred for that though.
Yeah, Fred.
They all thought Rom was going to take it. They all thought Rom was going to take it. Yeah. So they started straight away on him. And then basically, Marcus, in my head, everyone's like, oh, Rom's going to take it. I'm like, no, Marcus going
to
take this.
I see Buffon was quite dignified at talking to the ref like last year when he went off on one, when Juve got robbed.
I think he's great, but I tweeted something about him and people were like, you can't say that about Buffon. Yes, I can say that about Buffon.
Remember what he said about De Gea? And he mentioned like, oh, the top five players, goalkeepers.
He was like, Sebastian Frey, Francesco Toto.
He was
Massimo
like,
Taibi, Noel De Gea in his
he was like, did I forget anyone
when
in the
he started
end
Champions
like,
League football? Buffon.
Really?
Yeah.
Say that again because I've done
Marcus Rashford was just about to be born before Buffon made his Champions League debut.
That's mental.
That's mental.
The commentator
said it. That's mental.
Has he won it, Buffon?
Nope.
No, he hasn't.
Really?
That's mental.
Three finals and you don't win it. That's.
That's Klopp tackle, that, isn't it?
Do you know what's crazy about that penalty?
Ronaldo, number 9, never won it either.
He's never won it. Oh,
no. Champions League.
No. What grades haven't won it? Has
who
he?
Did he win the Champions League for?
I don't think
Ronaldo
he has.
Ronaldo
no,
played
no,
for
hasn't.
Real Madrid.
Yeah, oh, no. He hasn't. When did he win the Champions League?
Oh, no, no.
That's
no,
exactly what I, my opinion was. Surely he has won it. He hasn't won it.
He hasn't
won it.
All right.
He just missed that, didn't
he? He's the greatest striker of all time.
That was mad that he was at Barca. As he joined Madrid, they just won it, I think.
Yeah, Zidane at Hampden Park, wasn't it?
It's like Van Nistelrooy.
He went Barca Inter. He went to Inter, didn't he? They never won it when he was there.
So he joined just after they won it, right?
It's like Van Nistelrooy spent 9 years, 5 at United, 4 at Real.
Yeah.
Only 2 league titles.
Hardly won anything.
A couple of league titles.
Imagine that. Didn't Ibra not win it as well? Ibra not win it.
Zlatan's got so unlucky from
didn't
every team
he
moves.
Didn't he just miss the Inter one?
Yeah, he just literally by the season missed the Inter one.
It was at Barca when Pep was there.
And he was arguing with Pep all season. That's so annoying.
To be fair, I don't think Ibrahimovic is bothered.
I don't think any of them are. I don't think R9 is, but...
I think Zlatan is.
I had this question recently. Because I was trying to weigh it up, like, when you know when people discuss who's the greatest player, and I always hear people say, oh, but he won the World Cup, he didn't. I genuinely believe the Champions League is more prestigious than the World Cup.
The thing with the World Cup is, I always think of Clebison when I think of that argument. He won the World Cup, so did Clebison. But then you could say that about...
It's really that role.
You can say that about
you do.
Technically, Jonathan Greening's got a Champions League winning medal. No respect to the guy. So just because you won a trophy doesn't mean you're such a great
player.
There's
a lot of things that
go
into it,
doesn't
it?
Like Pogba won the World Cup, and it annoys me when people dismiss that because he was mint in the World Cup.
David May won the Champions League as well. He won a medal.
We'll have no David May slander on here.
I'm not slandering.
Thank you very much, Andy.
The best thing he did was the party behind.
Slandy take these days, you.
Do you guys say? Are you guys like those type of guys where you don't watch the penalty? Or
I didn't watch
how
the
was
penalty.
It? You don't watch.
Maka, I looked at Maka. Maka streams it on his phone. Yeah. No, Maka films his own.
Maka streams.
I was like, screen. You with gigs on that? Were you the guy that was filming gigs at the
no,
time?
No. Oh, I just weren't looking.
Yeah,
and I had a rucksack on my back.
Yeah,
because like it was towards the end. Listen to me.
You're not surrounded by police.
Yeah. Towards the end of the game, I knew we were going to leave soon. Yeah. We were going to do fan cams. So I got my rucksack ready from the back. Oh. And it had a laptop in it. And like I kind of fell on the floor holding my face and leaned forward. I forgot my rucksack was on. The laptop slipped
forward. Did that hit your back of your head?
The bag just flipped over my head. No. So I had like a bag in my face for like half the celebrations, which is quite funny.
That was mad.
But I couldn't watch it.
So they turned around. And like with me, I was like, I'm going to watch this. I can never watch penalties. Like... I remember, I think it was Berbatov against Everton.
Oh,
that roller. That after that, I was like, I don't like watching
that. Was
and I
lame.
Keep doing like this. But that, with this one, I was like, you know what? I'm going to firm it and watch it. So I've put my eyes on like Rashford. But then I turned to Buffon and I swear I just froze. I didn't see how Rashford took it. I just see it hit back of the net. And then everyone just slamming into me from the back. They just went off like.
Sounds like a good night, that.
Mate, it was, I'm not gonna lie. That,
well,
that
I know what you got up to in the old town.
That was that. They were great scenes, though. What, like,
yeah.
I was in like. I keep saying this and having to pinch myself. I was in South Africa with Ryan Giggs.
You were Ryan Giggs.
But like, it was the only part of that trip where I thought, I wish I was in Paris. Yeah. Like, I genuinely, like, there was that time. Oh, I just wish I was there.
I'm such an idiot because I was like, I wish.
But then I never had a ticket, so if I was in Paris, I wouldn't have had a ticket.
I was like, I wish I didn't book Paris because we were losing. And then we ended up winning.
Right, I think if we'd have gone down under Jose,
we're not winning.
No one would have been like, but with Ollie, there was that little, as the day approached, you just started to think, this could happen.
But that was worrying me because I didn't know whether that was coming from him or, like, I genuinely felt that way.
I just had some mixed emotions.
Things happen for a reason.
All the predictions were like 3-1 walking into the ground. And I was like, I don't see it.
Maybe it's fate. Maybe it's fate. It happened for a reason. Yeah. And he'll get the job 20 years. You know what I mean? He'll get the job. Like, fate.
Do you think, because we've seen Real Madrid go back to Zinedine Zidane. I think he played a blinder with that, by the way. But do you think it's important that the person gets the club? Like, I hate that phrase, gets the club, because really, what does it mean? I get the club, but
I think that's a bit overrated, because I think, like, sometimes you look at Klopp.
Do you think that's taken away from what Ollie's actually doing?
Yeah, and I think, like, gets the club.
He knows the values. You know,
people used to say that about Evra, he gets the club and all that, and I get it, but he was an amazing left back. That's what mattered. It wasn't the fact that, you know, Fred the Red gets the club, but you wouldn't have him playing for us. Do you know what I mean?
That's a last resort, that, for the 89th minute, throw him on.
Hey. But I think that sometimes that's a bit dismissive, and I think what matters is their ability. Yeah. Ollie has managed to get some unbelievable results. Is that because he gets the club? I don't think it necessarily is. I think it's because he's a good coach, knows how to handle these players, and he's got Mickey Field alongside him, who's obviously having a big input as well.
He's squeezing, like we used to say this about Fergie, when you look at some of the teams he won the league with, how did he do that? You look at the team we beat PSG with, how the hell did Ollie do that? He's squeezing like every last drop out of these players.
Yeah. It's amazing, because you remember pre-season, we were chatting and it was like, Mourinho went on the telly and he was like, these players, look who I've got. There's only Alexis Sanchez out of these players who'll play for me this season. And you think, wow, he's actually just said that about all the youngsters. And then you've got Ollie saying, it's not about the players who aren't playing, it's about the ones that are. And I've got faith in them and things like that.
Yeah.
And bigging them up.
And I remember he said, oh no, this is good. These players have been rested. Now I can see what these can do. And it's like, you're clearly lying to me, Ollie. But I'm happy for you to lie to me like that, because it's working.
How crazy was it that, having Greenwood Chung on the pitch in the end, that didn't sit in my head. Just as it's like, we talk about what made this night great, but it's moments like this on top of, like, not having the team, having those young lads come on, and like having everything against us and then winning was just.
He was back in school on Friday, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was back in school on Friday. Yeah,
he was actually back in college.
It's like Rashford after bag two against Arsenal. Yeah. He was in school again.
But that's mental. The best part of it, I think, it was Dalot. Like, he jumped over. I don't think the cameras caught this, annoyingly, because it was a great moment. He jumped over, pushed the armed police out of the way, trying to get to the United fans, and then everyone stayed behind the little boarding.
Where
he was the one that just went mental.
You mentioned armed police there. After this Grealish thing this week,
someone was on
the telly saying there should be armed police at football grounds.
I think that's a great idea.
Police
shooting fans. Oh. As they climb onto the pitch. you will last 5 minutes to Sellers Park.
No man's land. It's all the reaction.
Was it Sellers Park?
Yeah, I mean, what happened at the Birmingham Derby on Sunday? I've heard about the gentleman. He's got family. He's a season ticket holder. He was there with his dad.
He's not a season ticket holder anymore.
Well, not anymore, obviously. But he's got family. He's got another baby on the way. And he described it as a moment of madness. You knew what you were doing, mate.
Yeah. No, I think that's... I think that guy is a clown, and he's a moron. He wasn't even drunk, so he didn't even have that excuse.
Well, a moron who pushed Chris Smalling on Sunday
again. But
apparently, Tyson Fury's cousin. That according to the Daily Mail,
that the police and the media are now paying all football fans to be these kind of absolute mentalists.
Yeah,
and I think when you look deep down at football fans,
I think in many ways. Football fans.
There'll be more trouble at the races this week.
Exactly. Oh yeah, there's always that. Like,
people trying to make out. Like, I see journalists making out like this is the age we live in now, where fans are running onto the pitch. It's terrible. Now it's probably milder than it's ever been. You know, I've seen City fans celebrating a Wayne Rooney goal. I've seen, you know, fans at the ground happy to film themselves and take selfies and all the rest of it. There's nothing wrong with that. I've seen half and half scarves and things like that.
Yeah,
half and
going
half.
Back 20, 30 years, people were. Like regularly, punching seven bells out of each other. And,
yeah.
You know, one of my dad's mates got a dart thrown in his eye when we played Liverpool. Jeez. Things like that were going on. It's this idea that we're in society now is worse than ever and it's spilled into football. I think that's a nonsense. I just think it's, I know it sounds daft, it's two, but it's just two isolated incidents where you've just got two.
Did you see the steward though? Did you see the steward that was kicking Grealish? Apparently he got sacked.
What do you think of Grealish as a player?
I think he's all right. I think he's like Aston Villa level. Yeah. Is that Aston Villa level? Like
he missed his move to Tottenham, didn't he? But he's playing, he's playing up to a Premiership. He'll play in the Premier League if not with Villa with another club.
I don't know, man. I think there's a touch of the Tom Ince's about him.
I think he's better than Tom Ince.
Do you reckon? Yeah. I just think he's good at a certain level. I don't know if he's.
I hear you.
I hate Tom Ince.
I mean, I know he's a young lad and he's got, you know, a long.
I think
long
you
career
hate Paul Ince. You don't hate Tom Ince.
Yeah, Paul Ince. I thought he said
Tom Ince is just. It's like Chris Eubank Jr. He's just guilty.
Yeah, he's just guilty of his dad's troubles. I kept thinking in my head. I registered Tom Ince as Paul Ince.
Tom Ince is like, you know, I know. Did he play for Liverpool, Tom Ince?
Derby, Hull.
He played
Blackpool. I remember Blackpool.
Didn't he drive him across Europe to try and get him to Inter Milan, and it didn't work out.
I don't know where he is.
He's ruined his career. His dad's ruined. Is that Huddersfield, doesn't he? Or is it Huddersfield? Or Brighton?
Because when he linked with a move to like.
I don't even know. He's just everywhere in these champions. In the relegation back
Yeah, he was linked with a move to us at one point, which is funny.
Don't mention Paul.
What do you think of Ince, you know, saying that he could do a better job or just do
He's off his head. He's total disrespecting. Like, he's just his ego. He's trying to get credit for himself. I understand it's his opinion, but he's trying to be. He could get a reaction out of them players. He's bang out of order for saying that.
I think, to be fair, we just played devil's advocate a little bit because it was obviously idiotic what he said. Yeah. I think the point he was trying to make was. It was that chaotic under Mourinho. Anyone could have come in and steadied the ship. Steadying the ship is one thing, yeah? Getting the results and the performances and playing the football that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer
completely turning it around
is
like
completely
that.
Different. Yeah. And it's just too dismissive to just treat it as though Ole came in and just put Pogba in again and said, off you go, lads. It wasn't just that.
Yeah.
Saturday against Spurs, he was spot on. Some of the football we've been playing has been brilliant. He's getting the best out of some of the players that we'd given up on. Well, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us have thought, you know, is he ever going to play for United again? Yeah.
Matic is completely different. Yeah.
You know, Lukaku was having a horrible time of it before Ali came. Horrible time of it.
As soon as I rinsed him, started scoring goals.
That's how it went.
It's always the way.
We're running out of time for today.
Like 2 minutes left. Okay,
before we do go,
we just brushed over Arsenal.
Yeah, we did. Arsenal
did it. So please forget about
Arsenal. Just call the podcast like.
Yeah,
the
just
great,
a bump
great
in the
European
road. We're still on track. We're still on the train track with Ole, and we'll go to the FA Cup final and third place, and maybe a good run in the Champions League.
Can I get your? If you want any regular features, by the way, in this podcast, any questions and stuff, get it in the comments. It's a new podcast. We'll try and add new things. One of the features we're going to have regularly is Wally of the Week. Obviously, we'll discuss this in more depth next time we do it. Mm-hmm. But your nominations for Wally of the Week before we go, and everyone else in the comments can vote on our choices.
Wally of the Week.
Wally of the Week.
John Moss for me.
Mine's probably the Arsenal admin, thinking he's got good banter on United, saying you and I's at the wheel. They'll lose on Thursday.
Don't they sing 49-49 undefeated?
Yeah, they just copy everything we do. I'm sure I'll be at the wheel on Thursday.
You know what I mean? There's defeat away from oblivion, but I'm going to go with the ref from Sunday as well.
Was it John Moss the other day?
Yeah, that's why I said he was.
I think that's
that
a good shout, you know, John Moss.
I think that guy deserves a shout, the guy at the Grealish thing, that punch Grealish, he deserves. He's Wally of the Week.
Smalling
was worse, because Smalling's a black belt or something. He probably battered him when he got hold of him.
Smalling would have missed him.
Smalling was shocked. Smalling was actually shocked.
By the way, did anyone see Giggs's comment on Smalling? If you haven't, go and check out the interview on Full Time Devils.
Yeah,
Make sure you keep that. Make sure you check out fan cams from Paris, South Africa, from Arsenal, all sorts. We've got more coming this week as well. We've done a huge debate. We've done a preview for the next Wolves game. Keep it locked for all that. Subscribe to Full Time Devils. Trying to hit 600k by the end of the season. Get your votes in for Wally of the Week. And any final words, guys?
Hopefully we're going to Wembley and potentially two games away from FA Cup final.
We're going to Wembley and we're going to Madrid, so I hope you guys are ready to keep it rocking with us till June the 1st. Anyway, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to Full Time Devils. If you're listening on iTunes or SoundCloud for the first time ever, leave us a nice 5-star review. Subscribe on YouTube and we're out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.